It is April 5th, 2024. It's 8:09 a.m. And guess what I'm using today? I am using the new recorder, the new Tascam Porta Capture X8. Yes. So let's do a little recap here. Oh, first of all, let's talk about the weather, because the weather today is actually a lot better than yesterday. It's still cold. It's still hovering around 1 degree Celsius. And also, the sun is out. Compared to for the past few days, it's been very, very miserable. So that's a little update in the weather. Oh, plus we have a little frost in some of the roof of the houses around me. So it's hopefully it's supposed to get warmer for the next few days. It's gonna be sunny on Sunday, but it's gonna be miserable and cloudy during the eclipse. But looks like everyone's still going to Niagara Falls, so whoever's going there, good luck. Okay, so yes, I am using the Porta Capture X8 right now to record this log. Also, I did test the USB connectivity on this recorder. I ended up attaching this Porta Capture to my phone through USB, so it works really, really well. I don't have to worry about the going connected through Bluetooth or anything like that. So I connect my iPhone 15 Pro Max into the Porta Capture through USB, detected as a regular headset, and it worked really, really well. I ended up recording yesterday with the wifey, just do a test record, and it worked out really, really well. So I'm very happy with that. Also what I ended up doing as well too is just to play around with the settings and all that stuff. So I still have to test if the main outs, all the effects, for example, the compressor, the limiter, the EQ is post fade. So that means everything goes into the master, and the all the audio track that's recorded individually is considered pre. That means anything I record individually, like if I edit anything individually, none of the effects or all the processing is captured. Everything will be in post. Okay, so that means anything I do is goes to the master out master records, and then the two channel master record. I ending up checking in the podcast app. There's a mixer button. That mixer button, you can actually mix you're literally mixing the show itself. So anything you do there, it gets captured there pretty easily. So that's fine. I have no problems with that. It works really, really well. No issues there. If I'm going to have all the dynamic processing that I put into the final mix, if I want that to be captured as a final mix, I take that mix, I record, and that's done. The show is in mix. But if I want to use the the compressor is there. If I do want an ISO record of that channel, then I can use that and send it to for posts. So there's a little it acts like a normal studio workflow, so that's fine, no problems there. But if you compare it to the Rodecaster Pro 2, you have an option to do pre or post. So in other words, you can record all your dynamics and your processing on your ISO tracks. So they call it pre, and do it or you can move it to post. So there's a lot of things, more flexibility that the Rodecaster does. It would be nice if I can get that option here at the Porta Capture, but that's fine. You just have to change. If you've done studio work, and the way you record things is usually it's very dry as much as possible, you put a little compressor in it just to tighten up the record. But typically that's normal. So I just have to look at it that way. I can put an external processor like my two preamps and compressor in the chain, so I can compress it before it goes to the recorder. So I'm going to do that test today, hopefully, or tomorrow. But so far, what I've checked on my test recorder, my USB connectivity works perfectly, no issues. I really like it. So today is the first day I'm actually be taking the files from this record into DAW to just process it and look at it to see if it works. So far so good. I like it. There's a couple of things I'm kind of like unsure about. One of them is the mics, but I'm still contemplating to do a full review on this because I like it. To be honest with you, I do like it. The battery compartment does get a little hot when I was playing with it yesterday, so probably it's just me. The good thing about this is that it has rubber feet, so it doesn't move at all, so this is really great. It is slightly bigger than my H5, but I have one of those GoPro cases that they changed it to the small case one. So that fits right there, so I don't have to buy a case for this one, so it works perfectly. I do want to set this up on a proper podcasting, real-world, on-location setting to see how this actually works, because I'm very, very curious about this, because it's very, 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 it works very well. The only thing that I'm kind of like annoyed about right now is I don't have the ability in the podcasting app. I don't have the ability to disable the pads and will not give me 4 channels of recording. It can give me 4 channels recording if I disable the USB. The thing is, I really want to know if I can set it up, or in future firmware, if I can do 4 channels of mics plus USB and get rid of the pads. That'll be ultimate. Theoretically, you can do that in the manual mode, but there's no switch for you to turn on mix minus in the manual app mode. If you can do that, awesome. Perfect. Again, the biggest thing about for me getting this is to have a mobile podcasting recorder that I can do USB and 4 channels of audio, of microphones. If I lose the ability of that USB on the manual mode, if I can do USB and 4 channel, that would be the ideal. But if I have to go that route, I have to bring my Portacaster. So it's checking mark in every single thing that I need, except a couple of things so far. But right now, the positive is outweighing the negative right now. But again, long term, it might affect, but hopefully Tascam will fix that through firmware. We'll see. But I am considering getting the Bluetooth, but not right now. I do want to keep playing with this. I do have 30 days before I return this. So if everything's okay, work very, very well for the next few weeks, this stays with me. But we'll see how this is going to work out in the next few weeks. It is 10:24 a.m. and I was playing with the Portacapture, and I noticed a couple of things there. Mostly one thing. That if I have a microphone that requires phantom power, and if I turn off the unit and turn it back on again, it keeps asking me, hey, do you want phantom power on? It's nice to see it, but I kind of know that I have a phantom powered microphone. If you end up plugging in a dynamic microphone into the unit, the phantom power doesn't really do anything, so it's fine. But if you're planning to plug in a ribbon microphone, a dynamic ribbon microphone, if you plug in a phantom power, you might destroy the microphone. You might damage it. But if you already have a ribbon microphone and you're going to double check if the phantom power is off, it kind of slows down the process of turning on the system, especially for a quick recording. Like, the system itself does turn on very fast, faster than my H5, so that's good. But if it keeps asking me, do I want something on, it keeps double checking, it slows down the process of like trying to capture something fast. If you need to capture something fast, it's kind of, it slows down the process. So it's not a unit for you to use to do something fast. If you're doing something fast, you should consider something a little bit more, more handheld, like the Tascam DR05X. It does turn on fast. It's faster than this one, actually. It's way faster than my Zoom 5, H5. And if I need to capture something fast, I'll take that. But if I'm planning to just bring this with me as a recorder, as my main portable recorder, it does slow down a bit. Plus, having that extra on an Phantom Powers on, do you want it? Are you sure? Yes or no? It does slow down the process a bit. It's nice to have, but again, if this recorder is designed for the professional use, it's fine. You can turn that off. We don't need that. We don't need to see that, in my opinion, or have an option to turn off that of that warning. Will be good. Also, when it's first time I turn on the unit itself, it's actually pretty interesting. It gives you a step-by-step on how to use it. It's great, to be honest with you. It was a great feature. It gave me an option to turn it off at the end. I had it for the first couple times I was recording, but at the end of the day, I just ended up turning it off because I don't need it. So it's a good feature to have, but you have to give us an option to turn that off. Batteries. I put the batteries that came with the unit itself. I know they're not going to last long, but it does take 4 AA batteries, and I have 75% left battery pack. That includes doing a mix minus through USB, doing several recordings since last night and today. So let's see how accurate this is. I haven't really changed the battery. I can't even remember what kind of battery it is, but it's just whatever came with the unit itself. So yeah, I am planning, if I have time this afternoon, and I'm going to start testing this with the mic preamp to see how this actually sounds like. So workflow wise, my co-host and I from Your Bookmark podcast will be going through the mic preamp with an outboard compressor. And if we have any guesses, those guesses are going straight into the recorder without going through a compressor or a tube. Again, just to give a little bit more warmth on our side than just bringing in a guess. There's no point for me to get four more mic preamps with tubes, tube mic preamps with compressors in it. It's really the point. So I'm just going to leave it as is and see how that actually works out. Going forward, probably, if I'm definitely going to be going like away, and I'm very limited to what I'm carrying, I'm definitely not going to bring the mic preamps with me. I'll just go straight into the recorder and go from there. And yeah, so that's what so far. I'm thinking about setting this up, so it's gonna be good. I did do a little bit more research on the Bluetooth capability in this one. The app itself does work very well. It is pretty fast according to the reviews I've seen so far. But I'm still kind of baffled why Tascam, even Zoom, don't provide a Bluetooth built into the system, into the recorder. For an extra $100, I'll pay for the extra $100 just to have a Bluetooth built into the unit itself. I know some markets and around the world, they don't require, you're not allowed to have a radio transmitter or transceiver with their units. But if this is the way they can go around it, that's just annoying. Very, very annoying. And I'd rather you give us the option to turn on and off. But if that's the case, then that's understandable. But if that's not the case, just to save a couple of bucks just to be part of a certain price point to compete, that's a bad thing, because it's very frustrating that we are required to buy another piece of equipment to plug it in so we can have Bluetooth to do remote. Because having a recorder like this with a microphone attached to it, it's hard for us to see screen. So for us to have the convenience of checking our settings through an app, we have to buy a Bluetooth adapter? It just doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense. It is 12:29 p.m. and I was watching the news, and apparently, there's actually an earthquake happening around New York, New Jersey area, a 4.8 magnitude. That's pretty crazy. It's kind of funny because not funny. I keep saying funny. I don't know why. It's kind of wrong. It's kind of thing that theoretically we don't have a fault in where I live in Ontario, but theoretically there is, because Pickering, it's a city just outside Toronto, actually has a fault in it. So a few years ago, I think it was the 2008 time frame, there was an earthquake in Pickering, and it actually shook the in Toronto itself. I think it's 2008. Yeah, people say they felt it, but unfortunately, I didn't felt anything. But they said that there was an earthquake, and unfortunately, there is a nuclear power plant in Pickering that they were very nervous about when it happened. So they did a massive upgrade on the system just to make sure that if there is an earthquake, at least it's somewhat protected. It is protected, hopefully. They've been doing a lot of emergency raid siren thing, like an emergency siren in that area, just to make sure that everyone's aware and it's working and all that good stuff. So it's kind of weird. It's kind of cool, and at the same time, it's kind of weird. But either way, there is an earthquake in New York. So it's just, apparently it's out. It's in Lebanon, New Jersey, but it actually felt all the way to New York, Manhattan area, and they got about 4.8 magnitude. So everyone's confirming everything, everyone's checking everything. Hopefully everything is okay down there. All flights going into New York, New Jersey was halted until they got everything sorted out. So that's pretty crazy what's actually happening. But I didn't felt anything in our end. Nothing in Toronto was felt. So even in Quebec, so far Quebec hasn't felt anything regarding the earthquake. So hopefully everything will be okay down there. I actually recorded the last entry on a different app, like the manual app, and looks like whatever you set volume wise on different apps, it does not follow it. So for example, if you started in the podcasting app and you moved to the manual app, whatever setting you have on the microphone on your podcasting app does not mean it's, like, for example, if it's set, I think mine's right now, it's minus 28 dB, and you bring it and you go to the manual mode, it does not follow you. It makes sense it doesn't follow you, but at the same time, it's if you're switching back and forth between apps, you do have to check your levels. That's why I was like wondering. I was looking at the settings. I'm like, why do I have a little bit more than normal here? So, so that's what's happening here. And I just want to put that into perspective regarding how this works. It is 2:11 p.m. and here we go again. The weather just got really windy, really, really fast. As in, like, incredibly windy. I was planning to go to get some errands done, but I decided to stay home and finish off work, because my goal is to finish early today and play with my new toy. So two things actually happening right now, real time. One is the Jays, the Toronto Blue Jays, is playing an afternoon game against the Yankees home, and because they're having their home opener, of course it's gonna be during afternoon. It's kind of funny though, because they're playing afternoon today, tomorrow at night, then back in again in the afternoon. I don't know what Major League is thinking about scheduling, but that's just weirdly not very efficient in my opinion, but whatever. Let's go back to this recorder here. I was reading the instruction more and more. I was reading the instruction and there's a lot of quirks on this one that I'm still kind of baffled on. One of them again is the USB thing. The USB thing is actually the one that's giving me a little bit of not anxiety, but annoyingness than anything else. I don't know why you don't have a mix minus option in the manual app side. Having that functionality, it will help. Just give, in other words, it will, if you put a mix minus option in the manual mode, that will give every single podcaster that does remote guests a little bit more flexibility. Keeping it, having a podcast app is great because you get extra functionality away from the manual side, but at the same time, it's kind of like, just frustrating. Sorry, someone's trying to call me, but so far, I can't wait to edit all this because I want to know how it sounds like. Yeah, I just want to know how it sounds like. I got to return that phone call. It is 4:13 p.m. and I just finished my day just a minute ago. I just turned off my computer and I'm going to take a nice long break in the afternoon. Reason why is I just need a break. It's been a very long week. It's been a very long, exhausting week of waiting for this equipment to show up and do a little bit more testing. But they actually had a, like I mentioned before, a Blue Jays game in the afternoon. So I ended up watching that while I was working. It was a nice distraction. It was a nice thing. So I have a tendency to have something playing in the background while I'm working. Especially working at home. If I'm working at the office, it's fine because there's enough distraction, enough noise that I don't zone out too much. Because if I have a tendency to zone into one very particular thing and not pay attention to anything else. And for me, if I'm working at home, I have a repeat run. So I typically watch every single Harry Potter, every single Lord of the Rings, every single Star Trek episodes throughout the year, and The Office, don't forget The Office, and Death in Paradise. So that's what I watch from first episode, first season one, first episode, all the way to the end, part one to all the way to the end. That's my normal routine throughout the year, because it's one of those things that I can listen to the background and not worry about paying attention to anything. I try to listen to podcasts, music, audiobooks, but I have a tendency to listen to them very tentatively, and I totally forgot what I'm doing or not paying attention to what I'm doing. So that's why it's easier for me to just, hey, I'm just going to watch all the reruns as much as I can. If I'm at the office, it's completely the opposite because I'm constantly aware of people around me, especially if it's a busy office. I prefer busy office than a dead office, because if it's a dead office, your mind start wandering around or you zone into it again and you forgot what time it is. Like, here's an example. One time I was at the office and I did not realize it was 7 o'clock at night because I was just paying attention to work. So it was just that's why I need some type of noise just to keep me in check what's around me. Yeah, I know it's kind of weird, but it's me weird. But it's been a very long week of work, and it's a very long week of just trying to catch up on all my work as much as I can. So now I am going to relax, hang out with Marco, and start figuring out what's for dinner. I'll be back if I have something else to add. If not, I'll talk to you guys later.